Are there parts of motherhood that did not come naturally?
Do you feel overwhelmed? Are there secrets you wish you knew in advance about the motherhood journey?
Could you use a place to cope with motherhood, laugh your woes away, and lighten the mommy guilt?
Welcome to TORD, Finding a Mom Life Balance.
Welcome back to TORD, Finding a Mom Life Balance. On this week's episode, we're still in the series of how to transition from summer break without dread, and we are going to discuss specifically time investments. Memes, I know as we transition from summer back into the school year with the kids, Steve and I like to take stock on like what commitments we're making or not making. So I'm just curious your process of actually building out that master calendar.
Yeah. So again, a big one is just looking at our calendar and filling in the non-negotiables, the work events, but most of our availability for kid activity support is weekends. And so recently when we moved last summer, I kind of reevaluated access to where we're not so far from where she used to do dance class, but we just reevaluated, like, is that where we want to continue to go? Is that the interest Sophie still had? And we decided to switch to the acting and vocals, which wasn't dance on Saturdays. And we actually found a Jewish community that had a Sunday option, which I really enjoyed. Like, I was just like, maybe I need to consider a little bit more of this religious observation. Because it keeps, keeping the Sabbath and just changing, you know, in the days where I lived in Jersey and like there were blue laws and nothing's open on Sunday, it's kind of harder to negotiate getting certain things done on certain parts of the weekend. So those are things you have to consider for your errands and for accomplishing different things. But having that option, like we were saying, if your kids have different interests and say the school or the organization that is hosting them, for us, evenings after school are really hard. We can't do dance at 5 and 6 o'clock in the evening during the week, because we're the ones that drive. So as much as we have, you know, the tribe and support, it's very like in a location, right? So Sophie's like picked up from school and then she stays with her grandparents someplace, but we don't really assign them like drop off, or even, we don't even, like when we were out of town, I was gonna push the bar and ask them to take Sophie to a birthday party, and I was like, she's not gonna go to that birthday party. So within the parameters of when we're available, when the schools or organizations have programming, and then when activities or events for that are taking place, we have to weigh all of that to what we can actually, like even with Sophie's singing acting interest, what has always weighed on me is, will the day that she does want to do auditions or does want to perform in things that require more commitment. Like I have a friend whose daughter did shows and it was like the entire weekend. It was like 3 and 4 performances of, it wasn't just, Sophie's only been in rehearsals and recitals for things that occur once. But this commitment where something is happening over a week, like there's a Tuesday show, a Thursday show, and a Friday and Saturday show. Those are all commitments to, from the performer, but it's commitments from you and tickets from you and inviting family and them having support of the people who support their interest. So we have to weigh all of that. And when we moved, that was really when we took stock again of where did we want to continue? What did we want to explore? What new opportunities were we close to that would give her good experiences?
Yeah. And I think this topic of time investment is the reason why we're hitting on it, Torn Tribe, is because I think oftentimes families don't realize this is another point in time in the year where it's nice to take stock on where you're spending your time and go back and revisit. Because I know a lot of us do it individualistically for like the beginning of the year, and we talk about New Year's resolutions. And sometimes we do it again at the, like, as we're approaching the end of the school year and we decide how we want to spend our summer. But I've noticed that a lot of families just allow the school calendar and the sports calendars to dictate how they spend time, or even their work calendars and commitments to dictate how they are going to spend time majority of the year. Because the truth is, we're in the, our children are in school a big bulk of the year, like 10 months out of the year. So when I think about this time investment, it actually makes me slow down and spend a lot of time with Steve thinking about our family's core values, because it's not only what are we going to sign our boys up for stuff, like what are they saying yes to, what school commitments we need to say yes to. It's also where, what do me and Steve want to say yes to? Because being that I lead women's ministry at our local church, during the fall season is the time where I do all the planning for the next year for that ministry. And I close out the year with either a Bible, with a Bible study, and then a major event to celebrate Christmas. So it's like trying to make all those puzzle pieces come together. And like last year, winter season, I actually took on being the middle school basketball coach at my son's school. So even putting that, and so this
as
year,
well as being a classroom mom.
I forgot earlier this year
that you were a classroom mom. So
yeah,
you were stretching yourself pretty thin.
Yeah. So looking at all that again and laying it all out on the table, and then asking the Ramsey clan, like, what is it that we feel that we are called to do for this next school year? What is the thing that we need to protect? Because one of the biggest things that I learned in that season of doing all those things is that I need to protect at least one night a week where all Ramseys are home and we're doing absolutely nothing but hanging out with each other. And we're not inviting friends over. We're not like doing a sport. We're not running around. And I realized building.
You can have dinner together. You can.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. We always have dinner together. Sometimes it's dinner in the car together. Sometimes.
No, yeah, but I'm assuming as schedules go, and it's like game is earlier, game is later. Kids' day ended different, right? Because I know Phil had a different scheduled day. All of those common meal times that, like, when you are all home during, you know, off times or summer, or kids are younger, it just looks different.
Yeah. And so I think Torn Tribe, I think a real practical step with time investment is to sit down and think of your family's core values, because and then that'll determine where you show up. And then the other one that I've been establishing for myself is recognizing that my yes is also a no. So if I have said yes to one particular thing, then I have definitely said no to so many other things. And that to me has been a game changing perspective, because Torn Tribe, you know me, I say yes a lot and I put on multiple backpacks. And therefore, my Saturday or my Monday is running from one thing to the next thing to the next thing, because I'm trying to reframe my mind to meet my husband halfway, because he has the mindset of, you're already committed Monday to doing this one activity. Do not, even if the times don't overlap, and even though you can make the drive, you're not giving your best yes to the first thing that you committed to, because you already have that other thing in the back of your mind that you have to make it and you have to leave by said time. So you end up stressed out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you don't give yourself the grace of a few extra minutes, the conversations that arise, the connections you make.
Correct.
In transitioning. That I did that more in my social calendar. And I wanted to note that I think the reason a lot of my, I usually am encouraging O about deciding what he wants to say yes to and what he wants to add in, because so much of my career, like within education, there is so much expected professional development. There's time carved out that is planning time, that is a professional development on a specific topic. That it, so that gets woven into those hours. With our extended day and our varied ending times during the week. So I can often, especially since I'm in a field of education with career that overlaps nicely with things I'm personally interested in with personal development. So I can usually count on time for that development, that reflection, that growth within that work time. And then I can leave a lot of the free time to whatever our family is committed to.
Yeah. And so I think the other part of that mindset meme is understanding that you can't make time. Like, time is defined, right? We can't make more time. So to understand your family's core values and what you're going to say yes to, and ensuring that everybody gets a say in it, because I realized this is something I discovered over the summer, which is making me do it differently for this school year, and why I'm loving these topics and having this conversation with you, Torn Tribe, is because oftentimes I do all this analysis very introspectively so much that I do not necessarily voice a choice to my spouse. It's like, oh, I already said I'm going to do this, so I'm showing up here. Now let's figure out how we're all going to shift and adjust to make this happen, right? So this year, it's like we're all putting our stuff on the table and talking about how it's going to impact and having those vulnerable conversations. Because to me, it is hard to hear sometimes that my family can't readjust their schedule to help support me doing women's ministry because they just want to do something else, right? Like, that's how I hear it, but that's not necessarily what they're trying to communicate. But so the conversations are hard to have because sometimes we've already said yes or we're not willing to let it go. But I would challenge and say, hey, have those conversations, because it's going to end up allowing your family to show up the best way they can in every sphere of influence that you're in.
And I'm curious about how you've reflected since your choice of like paring down and not taking on as many things, because I know in preparing for this, we were saying that in the unit, we only have certain number of vehicles, we have certain number of hours, certain commitments that we have to kind of build around. How has taking on that, like, my yeses mean no's gone for everyone?
So for me personally, is allowed my involvement in ministry to become very defined. Mm-hmm. Like, just because it's women's ministry and just because it's an event coming up doesn't mean that I need to be a part of every single piece of it. It actually has created opportunities for others to step up and serve. Nice. Because it's also allowed me to become more vulnerable and transparent to say, hey, I'm no longer
asking for help.
I'm no longer taking it on to make it all happen. Like, mm-hmm. I am allowing things to drop so that someone else can like notice that it was being held up. And the same thing within our home, like our kids are slowly coming to realize what they really are committed to and what they're not committed to, what they value more and what they don't value at all. And so it's been really cool to see themselves, you know, talk about, like, for instance, I have one son that was doing track and field. And we've been having the most like profound conversations about it, because with the track and field sport, because it's his first year, and he's only 8 years old and he's just learning all of it. There was really only like three meets from like May to now that he participated in. Right. And now it's coming towards the end of the season and there's a couple of meets that are happening, but he's not participating in them because they're for only kids that qualified, right? That met the time constraint that placed when they were competing. And so there's only five kids like running this weekend, but there's still 100 kids showing up to practice. And so Zeke is like, I don't understand why I'm even going to practice if I don't have meets. Like, I don't have any competition.
Well, you won't have a meet if you don't
practice. Yeah, if you don't practice, you'll never have a meet. But
funny the relationship between these two things.
But not only that, I said, but maybe you're showing up is what's causing the other kids to place. I'm like, Zeke, you have impact by showing up and saying the things that you say, having your attitude, because he is the one runner out of 100 that smiles the entire time he's running, no matter how grueling. Torn Tribe, we live in Charlotte, North Carolina. It is flipping 100 degrees out plus humidity, and this child is running like it's 60-degree weather and a cool breeze.
And the breeze is blowing through his
hair. Yeah. And I was like, that positive attitude, and he has funny conversations with the kids. He's always making them laugh. I'm like, it's more than just the physical activity.
That's the part of the team building. That's
yeah. I'm like, you are essential to the team, whether you're running at the competition or not. You're still part of the team. So having those like decisions of like, no, you said yes, so you're saying no to quitting. Mm-hmm. And you're saying no to gymnastics and any other commitment until you're done with this yes. And what it has caused me to do, having those conversations with them, to be less of a hypocrite. So it's been good to step back and realize how I'm coaching my kids to let their yes also be their no. And apply that to my life too, and recognize a yes is not more yeses. A yes is a very defined commitment to a said time and a said place and a said activity for said audience or group. And I don't need to keep adding on to that because the backpacks do get heavy.
Mm-hmm. No, and I appreciate the highlighting of it's a no to other things. It, for us, it's also completing the season. It's where, you know, we dabbled out of nowhere. Came a Girl Scouts interest. We went, but we definitely took the step of signing up. And I'm like, girl, it might have been quick. You might have missed it. You didn't remember your name on the dotted line, but we put our name on the dotted line. We're going to Girl Scouts. So.
Yeah.
We swipe the card, we sign the thing, there is a troop. So it's teaching them that, following through, but I also appreciate the reflection of like, what are you gaining? What are you bringing to others? What did you learn? How did that go? Because I think it also comes similar to when we were talking about school and their approach to challenges. It's who was the coach or the teacher or the instructor or the mentor. And was it the right fit? And was it, because for me, I'm getting to this outside observer point where I notice Soph's impact on her teachers and how they take her and how they push her or don't, and who I think is a better, because we are not the ones doing that, right? We do our push and our feedback loop and all those things on our front, but we want these others to be partners in cultivating the characteristics and the traits and living the values. So it's been interesting to see who are the people who let her get away with the silly kid behavior in class or in a session versus the step up and really show what you've learned and be committed to your talent and the project or performance or whatever they're doing. So that's also a reflection time that we take on when we think about what we're committing to in the next season.
And I will say this, Meme, another lesson learned or something that I've realized when we're actually taking time and talking about shifting that mentality of making time or spending time, but thinking about it as a time investment, mm-hmm. Is the fear of missing out diminishes. Because one huge decision that we made this past spring, which we're still bringing it forward now in the fall, is our son Sam making the decision to step away from a sport for an entire season. And it was his first break ever. Like, this child has been playing the sport since three, and this was his first time stepping away from it and not playing it for an entire year. And the cool thing was, it was because he did that and he respected his own working it out and gave himself that room to breathe. That coach actually came around again and actually gave him a personal phone call to see if he's ready to get back in the game. And how much more that coach ended up respecting Sam and treating him differently when he came back for the tryouts this past week. Like, you just saw that there was a shift in maturity and recognizing that Sam is not just showing up to show up, but Sam is actually willing to invest time and is very considerate of where he's spending his time. Mm-hmm. So he made some big decisions this week on what to do with his multiple sports. And I just loved it because you saw him, I learned so much from watching Sam go through that decision process to realize, hey, one, saying no now is not no forever, right? But also saying no now allows you to give your best yes to whatever it is that you're going to, the alternative that you're choosing instead. And so he just showed up as a better soccer player during that season because he wasn't split between two sports, right? And then, you know, he was able to hop back on the horse. And, dude, watching that kid play baseball yesterday, it wasn't even as if he took a year off. So I just think a lot of times we don't say no, or we don't take time to slow down and carve things out because we fear that we're never going to get to do it again. Or another thing that I realize is that sometimes how we spend our time, we think defines who we are, and it's not true, right? Like, it's the other way around. Mm-hmm. So Torn Drive, I just really recommend, don't let the school year get started and you don't take time to actually be, like you were saying, Meme, as we were prepping for this, like, intentional with your time, because it's limited. It's already accounted for. You know, we have 24 hours in a day, 7 days in the week, and they add on to each other, but you're not going to get a minute more or a minute less, really. So I think it's worth the activity.
Yeah, it's a valuable asset. It's our most important resource, probably, and the one that we cannot get back. So having our kids understand that as well. And then I will echo Athena's suggestion from our last episode and our one of the reasons we wanted to pin this topic is planning our time, our PTO time, and making sure that we're enjoying, like, what we're signing up to and committing, but that we're enjoying our downtime, that it is off time and it is not just working at the other job. And yes. Because it's important for us to recharge and rejuvenate and come back better with a fresher mind to our work, so that we can give the family 100% of ourselves and work 100% and have that perspective and bring those reflections and get excited about new projects and not feel like we've burnt the candle on both ends and, you know, are depleted.
Yeah, so Torn Tribe, I hope these practical tips of making a calendar, writing out all the things, discussing it with your people that have to help bring it together, deciding together in a unified way to say yes and therefore intentionally say no to the other things that would prevent that yes from being your best yes. And, you know, this hopefully will help you show up for your child not distracted and take real PTO.
And now for our men's segment, where we share a highlight from the week.
I have been recognizing more and more how much I name that my joys are times that I would identify as like being in flow. And while I will always joke that the kitchen is not my arena and I don't enjoy it, there are, what I realize is that I don't want all of it, right? And people will choose, right? They're pastry people, they're bakers versus they like cooking or they like a style of cooking. Or, and I realize that in the summer, what I enjoy, I do enjoy grilling. I do enjoy preparing skewers and veggie. Like there's just different things that during the year I don't think about and I don't transition into the cooking indoors that I really enjoy with cooking outdoors. And just that, it feels like a celebration even when it's just dinner daily. I feel in flow, like it goes smoothly. The presentation is pretty. I don't feel like I'm in on the grill or prepping forever. And then I'm enjoying food or flavors or company or the setting. So just tuning in and being more aware of like what leaves me in flow, and rather than judging that maybe I'm not taking the whole basket of an opportunity, I'm taking the things that serve me and that help me balance.
That's awesome. There you go. And I guess in alignment with my mend is kind of similar in the sense that, yeah, you're in the flow and I'm beginning to embrace the flow of slow. Like this bathroom reconstruction project, Torn Drive. What a nightmare. I should have had a camera crew for sure. Because talk about holes in ceilings, broken desk, and crying Athenas. got it all. But this project has been happening since April. Yeah, Torn Drive. I've been having to share a bathroom with five guys since April. Not a dry seat in the house. Come on. Killing me. So I've been embracing slow and patience. Like this fruit of patience. It's more than a mustard seed at this point. And I've been enjoying it though, because even along the lines of like us talking about how you invest your time and slowing down enough to even think about it and be intentional. One of the practices that I've picked up over the summer is contemplative prayer. And so basically what I mean by that is I no longer just read the Word of God and meditate on the whole chapter. I actually stop as a word or a phrase or a verse pops off the page. In the past, I used to just highlight it and study it later, but now I've actually taken those prompts as opportunity to have a conversation with God. And it's been amazing because there are certain words like freedom or joy or strongholds that have just taken on a more profound sense that now it's so weird when you do that, because and then all of a sudden you start hearing that word everywhere. You're like, really? Was it being said that much? And I didn't hear it before, but now it's like bold and loud. And so this contemplative prayer practice, you have to slow down. It can't be a rush thing. It can't happen in the car. It can't, like, yes, you can pray in the car, but hopefully you're not so contemplated that you're not paying attention to the road. So it like forces you to have to slow down and stop. And Torn Drive, full out confession, that is just something Athena does not know how to do well. I kid around with my son Zeke that he gets the jitters from me because I just can't sit still. And even when I'm sitting still, I have like a nervous twitch. So So taking that on has been mending because it's allowing me to see, hear, and feel things in a new way. And just bolder and louder, which is exciting. So that's what's right mending here. Me. Yeah.
So get in the flow. Take it slow. Be contemplative. Well, thanks, Torn Tribe. Please reach out to us. We'd love an email to tornmlb@gmail.com and follow us on our socials. We are at tornmlb on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Thanks for joining.